Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
I sure will. A little Johnny Rodriguez tonight. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I work rigs from 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay. I get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life, it is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall and had a tab in every bar. Stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family. You know he gave him a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. And got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay.
brother lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. Said he finally gave up drinking. Then he ordered me a beer. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway. 'Cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay.
This is Harvey. Say, can you play that song, No More Hard Time Blues, by Jimmy Rogers?
The father of country music.
Yeah, and maybe if you got time, you might can play one of my sure enough good old favorites, In My Little Old Home Down in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that for
you. All righty. Oh, Jimmy Rogers, they're all good by Jimmy Rogers. He's got that old tenor voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, see what you can do.
I appreciate you calling in tonight.
You bet. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yodelay. I got a barrel of flour, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. I got a barrel of flour, Lord, I got a bucket of lard. No blues, got chickens in my backyard. Yodelay, lay, lay, yodelay. Got corn in my crib, cotton growing in my patch. Got corn in my crib, cotton growing in my patch. Got that old hen setting, waiting for that old hen to hatch. Yodelay, olay, olay. Take that thing, boy. Chillin' a brand new pair of shoes. Gonna buy all my chillin' a brand new pair of shoes. I'm gonna quit singin' these doggone hard time blues. Yodelay, olay, olay. I'm gonna hitch up my mules, I'm gonna take a hold of my line. Hitch up my mule, take a hold to my line. And I can't be bothered with all these old hard times. Yodelay, hard time. Gonna build me a shanty, Lord, I'm gonna settle down. I'm gonna build me a shanty, Lord, I'm gonna settle down. Gonna get me a confit, mama, Lord, and quit running around. Yodelay, hey, yodelay, hey, yodelay. I can make more money with my pig and plow. I can make more money with my pig and plow. With my one-eyed mule and my good old Jersey cow. Yodelay, hard time blues.
Johnny Paycheck, when he goes into the church.
Yes, we'll do it for you tonight.
And Amarillo by Morning by George Strait.
All right, thanks.
Big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, sing shoving. Even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. By the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
I'm doing great tonight, and you?
You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
I got three requests.
Okay.
One is for Kim. Is it Piper Rosie?
Okay.
By Gene Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Blair.
Okay.
That'd be it.
All right.
Well,
we can get them on for you. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
The sun goes down in Calvin County. Neon lights from an old beer sign shone through the window out on the sidewalk. As I walked in to pass the time, around
to look for her outside. A spray of roses lay by her side. The sky lit up and the choir sang.
Thank you. morning up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. That judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Could you do one more for me?
Okay.
Picture in a frame.
Mo Bandy, picture in a frame. We'll do it for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
I finally found the words to say. How long did I intend to stay? I know. Love.
just a picture in a frame. Yes, I'll still love you just the same, till I'm just a picture in a frame.
This is Dewey in Mason. I was wondering if you'd play Strawberry Roam for my wife, Mary.
Strawberry Roam. I'll do it for you.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Be blessed.
I was hanging around town, just spending my time, out of a job, not making a dime. Up steps a fellow and he said, I suppose you're a bronc rider by the looks of your clothes. You figure me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? Said he's got one, a bad one to buck. For throwing good riders, he's had lots of luck. I get all head up, ask what he pays to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offered me 10 and I said, I'm your man. The bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. He said, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. In his buckboard we hop and he drives to the ranch. I stayed until morning and right after Chuck, I stepped out to see if this outlaw could buck. Oh, that strawberry roam. Oh, that strawberry roam. Up in the east and came down in the west, with me sitting on him and doing my best. Oh, that strawberry roam. Down in the horse corral standing alone, is a mean old caballo, a strawberry roan. His legs are all splattered, he's got pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that touch at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip, a big wide ewe neck and a long lower jaw. I could see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I get the blinds on him and he sure is a fright. Next comes the saddle, I cinch it down tight. Then I steps up on him and raises the blind. Get out of my way, boys, he's gonna unwind. He's sure a frog walker, he heaves a big sigh. He only likes wings to be able to fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. Oh, that strawberry roam. Oh, that strawberry roam. Up in the east and came down in the west, with me sitting on him and doing my best. Oh, that strawberry roam. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He'll turn on a nickel and give you some change. He hits on all fours and he goes up on high, leaving me spinning up there in the sky. I turns over twice and I come back to earth. I lights in the cussing the day of his birth. I know there are ponies that I cannot ride. There's some of them left that haven't all died. Oh, that strawberry roam. Oh, that strawberry roam. Up in the east and came down in the west, with me sitting on him and doing my best. Oh, that strawberry roam. I'll bet all my money the man ain't alive that'll stay with old strawberry when he makes his high dive.
I live
I believe Jim Owen wrote that song. Justin Trevino does a great job of one called I Can't Get Over You to Save My Wife here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show with Mel Tillis.
Folks are asking me, they say, well, Mel Tillis, where are you from? Well, originally from Tampa, Florida, originally. Born on Morgan Street. My daddy, he's a baker, and he worked at the high-grade bakery over there in Ybor City. Anyway, we lived in and around Hillsborough County, and I started the school, Woodrow Wilson, Plant City, Florida. And I made all S's. Boy, I was so happy with my card. I brought it home at the end of our school year. And Mama looked at it. Oh, I'm so proud of you, son. You made all S's, and she got to looking down in there, and it, I was supposed to repeat the first grade again. Boy, that made her mad, boy. She jerked me up. And she marched me back to the schoolhouse and confronted Miss Clark. Miss Clark said, yes, little Melvin was a good student. He's smart. And we felt, though, that if we held him back another year, that he might be able to communicate a little bit better with the other children. And that's what they did. And it didn't work. Thank the Lord. Yeah, I'm making a hell of a living out of this. Anyway, after that, folks, we moved down to Pahokee, Florida. And Pahokee's a little farming community on the shores of Lake Okeechobee. And that's where I grew up. I finished high school in Pahokee. But I had to start over, you know, first grade. I was the tallest one in the class. I felt kind of foolish. And we had a little buddy I shall never forget. R.D. Hickman was his name. The little feller. He was a sickly little boy. Every time a dark cloud would pass over, R.D. would get strep throat, he'd get earache, he'd get tonsillitis, he'd get the pink eye, he'd turn real yellow. And all the time he had one or two of them sheep legs hanging down from the nose. Oh, I just couldn't hardly look at him. And Miss Hickman said, enough's enough. And she took little R.D. over to old Doc Spooner there in Pahokee. He looked down his neck. He said, them tonsils is going to have to come out of there, Miss Hickman. And Miss Hickman was a frugal lady. She was real tight, boy, real stingy. And she'd take advantage of any opportunity if it should come along. Two for one. She loved two for one. And just happened to be a two for one-er. And she said, Dr. Spooner said, R.D. is 6 years old. And folks, I'm about to speak in biblical terms here. Or if you prefer medical terms, R.D. is 6 years old and he's never been circumcised. And while you got him knocked out by that ether, give him a trim. That's it, and we don't even have to tell him. That's what they did. They didn't tell him. Poor little feller. He laid around that house about 30 days of mourning. And groaning, and carrying on, and taking them little old teeny baby steps like this when he had to go to the restroom. If taking medicine, he'd go like this. And he got to where he could come back to school. I seen him when he got off the bus. I heard on over there. I said, R.D. I said, where in the world you been? And he said, Melvin. He said, you ain't gonna believe this. And I said, what? He said, them tonsils. He said, they're anywhere that we always thought they was.
You don't get much better than that right there. There's Constance June Smith right there for you, doing a one little song called Once a Day, Every Day, All Day Long, right here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for today. Good to have you with us wherever you're tuned in with us tonight. We certainly appreciate you being with us right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and, of course, on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com.
Can you play 20 Years by Bill Anderson?
Bill Anderson, 20 Years. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Bill Anderson at the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pidcox right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
Asked the man who drove the bus to let me off at Maple Avenue. He looked at me through puzzled eyes and said, "You don't live around here, do you?" I said, "No, but I don't come from quite as far back in the sticks as it appears." Said, "Yeah, but we ain't had a Maple Avenue around here for 20 years." I got off the bus and asked a man to show me how to get to Sam's Cafe. He stared at me real funny, said they tore it down when Big Sam passed away. I said, "Well, I've been away a while. I guess perhaps my memory's not too clear." said it's sad, but Sam's been gone for almost 20 years. My old hometown sure has changed in 20 years. I guess there's no point asking if Betty Carol Jackson still lives anywhere close to here. This is where I always thought we'd build our dream house, but that dream disappeared. And that's the biggest reason I've only come back once in 20 years. Just like yesterday, the Friday night we held our senior prom. I walked outside to get some air and found her there in Billy Taylor's arms. The kids all laughed at me and said they'd known about it since our junior year. Got so mad and hurt so bad, I hit the road and stayed for 20 years. It still hurts today, the same way it's hurt for 20 years. All the heartaches linger, and they still point their finger at me and all my painful souvenirs. I thought maybe I'd matured a bit, but I guess I'm still wet behind the ears. I think I'll head on down the road, maybe try again. I guess I'll head on down the road. You can look for me again in 20 years.
Country Music Hall of Fame member Whisperin' Bill Anderson, the most prolific BMI country music songwriter in the history of the business. What a great song, one called 20 Years. Hey, stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show coming up next here at KNEL. Written by Floyd Tillman, sung by Ernest Tubb. Here's one from my buddy Harry Mitchell, Little Slippin' Around.
Seems I always have to slip around to be with you, my dear. Slipping around, afraid we might be found. I know I can't forget you, and I've got to have you near. But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear. Oh, you're tied up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too. I know I've made mistakes, dear, but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back with me. Then I won't have to slip around to have your company. Thank you. with someone else, and I'm all tied up too. I know I've made mistakes, dear, but I'm so in love with you.
The Haven Family Shelter is a domestic violence and sexual assault shelter that serves men. Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.